Texte numéro 87. The threat from antibiotic use on the farm. When I was commissioner of the US Food and Drug Administration, FDA, the agency's National Advisory Committee recommended in 1977 that we eliminate an agricultural practice that threatened human health. Routinely feeding low doses of antibiotics to healthy livestock, our committee warned, was breeding drug-resistant bacteria that could infect people. We scheduled hearings to begin the process of curtailing the use of penicillin and other antibiotics for this purpose, but Congress halted the effort before it started. Today, the science is even clearer that antibiotic overuse in agriculture is dangerous, yet the same risks persist. Fortunately, the FDA appears poised to act by instituting a measure known as Guidance 213. This voluntary policy instructs pharmaceutical companies to stop marketing certain antibiotics for animal production purposes. Some public health advocates want the agency to make the restrictions mandatory, but voluntary guidance can work if it is finalised. The agency issued a draft version of its policy in April 2012 and received public comments as required, but the comment period closed about a year ago. Drug makers have been left awaiting further instruction. The new guidelines cannot come soon enough. More antibiotics were sold for use in food animal production in 2011, the last year for which complete data are available, than in any prior year. The FDA annually examines bacteria on retail meat and poultry, and each year the bugs show more resistance to antibiotics. Moreover, several new studies using genetic analysis demonstrate with great precision the evolution and transmission of resistant pathogens not traditionally linked to food. Methicillin-resistant Staphylococcus is a troublesome new source of livestock-associated infections, and the E. coli can also be transmitted to people via food. Representatives of the livestock and drug industries try to dismiss part of the problem by saying that overuse of antibiotics in hospitals is responsible for the evolution of superbugs. Medical overprescribing is surely one piece of the puzzle. But those concerned with human health cannot dismiss or ignore the overwhelming evidence that agricultural practices also contribute to the problem. About 80% of the antibiotics sold in this country are intended for food animals, not people. In 2012, during his re-election campaign, President Obama said that his administration is taking steps to limit antibiotic use for livestock. This will help ensure that antibiotics are used only to address diseases and health problems, and not for enhancing growth and other production purposes. A far better solution would be to improve the crowding and poor sanitation that make food animals susceptible to disease in the first place. Action by the FDA would be the initial step to encourage companies to make such changes and stop relying on massive overuse of antibiotics. Adapted from the Washington Post, August 2013.